This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Taking care of aging or ailing family members is one rite of passage many adults go through. An earlier transition? Turning 18. It may seem trivial by comparison, but it's kind of a big deal. You can rent an apartment, you can get a tattoo, vote, and perhaps most importantly, you're finally considered an adult. This spring, KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs teamed up with a class of high school seniors in the Bay Area and Matter, the flagship magazine on Medium.com, to explore what it's like to be 18 today. This week, we're sharing some of their stories. A note to our listeners, because of some sensitive content, we're protecting students' privacy and not using their names. Today, one young woman tells us about her passion for karate and how it's helped her deal with the hardships in her life.
I have a karate family because I do karate. So my dad and my brother and my older brother, when he was out here, we all practice karate. So it's like a bunch of trophies everywhere. We always talk about karate. And I'm a brown belt, so I have one more belt to be black. Our sensei would be like, okay, everyone put on their gear so we could fight. I would either pick my dad or my brother to fight, or my brother would like immediately pick me to fight just because we just had some beef that day. So now we're just gonna release it, but then like we're all friends after. I've been practicing karate since I was 5. So that's like 13, 14 years. And I got into it because of my older brother. I've seen him do it when I was little, and I was like, I wanna be just like him, wanna do it. It makes me, you know, feel good. And it's a place where I could like release everything, because it was really hard for me in my whole high school life because my brother's incarcerated. I could see him every weekend, but sometimes I don't like going over there. We know one of the sheriffs there because he does karate with us. Like, he's our sensei's son. He thinks he knows everything about my brother, but like he really doesn't. Like, things, if he gets in trouble, he like tries to come and tell us. So it's like super awkward. I'm just like, hello, I don't want to see you. It's embarrassing. When I have like talks with my mom and stuff, I think that like my brother did what he did and it's dumb. But then like I could see like all the change that he's making. You know, he's been in there for 3 years. So I see like a whole bunch of change. So I'm like, you know, maybe he does deserve that second chance.